Welcome to the OU's Naf Yomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning Mizmor Kuf Lamed Gimel, Psalm 133. Shir HaMalos LeDavid, a Psalm of the Ascents by David. Hine Matov Umanaim Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, a very famous verse because it's a popular song which can be sung in many different tunes. Behold how good it is and how pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. So let's see what the various commentators have to say on this. We'll start with Rashi. Rashi says, Kishiyeshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bebeis HaBechira Im Yisrael HaKruyim Achim V'Reim V'Yiye Gamhu Yachad Imahem. That when God, the Holy One, blessed be He, dwells in His chosen house, meaning the temple, with Israel, who are called brothers and friends, then he will be together with them. The Radak says, Al Melech HaMashiach V'al Kohen Gadol Sheyihye B'yomav Medaber. That this is speaking of the, who are the Achim, the brothers. It's talking about the Mashiach, the Messiah, and the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, that will be at that future time. So that's what the psalm is talking about. Kishnehem gedolim asher b'Yisrael. The two of them are the great leaders of the people of Israel. And what does he have to say about each of them? He says, Ki hamelech yoshev al kisei hamishpat v'hamelucha. The melech hamashiach, the Messiah, is the king who sits on the throne of leadership and judgment. And what about the Kohen Gadol? It says, V'hakohen yorah hatorah v'hamitzos v'koram achim. That the Kohen, he's the one responsible for the religious education of the people, and they are called brothers, Shehem Bigdula V'lo Yiknu Zelazeh, because they're both equally great, and they do not have jealousy towards each other. So the Kohen Gadol is not jealous of the Mashiach for being the king, and the Mashiach is not jealous of the Kohen Gadol for being the spiritual leader. They each have their role, and they are happy with it, and not jealous. They dwell together in unity. Gam yachad, in unity, together. Ki kamo shiyu achim bigdula, kein ye achim bilibosam. Just as they are brothers in their greatness, they will also be brothers in their hearts. They will be of like mind. Let's take a look at the Mitzudas David on this pasuk. It says, Hine matov, behold how good, mame'od tov u'mame'od na'im, yeshvu al admasam kol beis Yisrael hanikroim achim legodel haachva shebenehem. So what is it that's so wonderful and so pleasant as when all the Jews dwell together on their land, and the Jews are considered the brothers of this, the entire nation? So when they dwell together on their land, and it's just the greatness of the unity that they enjoy. So that is the thing that is tov unaim. Gam yachad, together. V'yu gam yachad b'malchus achas. V'lo yechsu l'shtei mamlchos od. So you may recall that in the Book of Kings, the nation was divided by civil war. So it became the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah, or Judea. So, the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom, they were Yisrael, and then Yehuda, Binyamin, and the Levium constituted the southern kingdom of Yehuda. And when the Assyrians exiled the 10 tribes, they were, you know, the lost tribes then. So the Radak is saying here, Gam Yachad, all dwelling together, V'yu Gam Yachad B'malchus Achas. They will be together in a single kingdom. V'lo Yechsu L'shtei Mamlechos Od. They will no longer be divided into different nations. In fact, this is something that some of the later prophets discussed in the Messianic era, that when the Jews come back from exile, there will only be one Jewish kingdom. They will no longer be two nations. Pasuk Beis. K'shemen HaTov Al HaRosh. Like precious oil on the head. So Rashi says, "Shenimshach bo Aaron haKohen," the oil that was used to anoint Aaron as high priest. And the pasuk continues, "Yored al hazakan zakan Aharon." The oil flows down to the beard, specifically Aaron's beard. So Aaron was anointed high priest. He had the Shemen HaMishcha, the special anointing oil, and it rolled down his head into his beard. So now we're talking about Aharon, Aaron, the original high priest. And Rashi says, Rabosenu Darshu, Shevet Achim, when brothers dwell together, Moshe Ba'aron, Yinyin Me'ila, B'Shemen HaMishcha. This is talking, the brothers are Moses and Aaron, and the topic being discussed is the potential misuse of the anointing oil. Le'inyan Me'ila. Me'ila means to use sanctified goods for a personal use, which is not permitted. B'Shemen HaMishcha was the special oil that that Moshe created that was used to anoint Aaron and also the kings of the Davidic dynasty. B'Maseches Horios, Kol HaMizmor. And this entire psalm, which is only three psukim long, is analyzed to this effect in the Talmudic tractate of Horios, which we will talk about briefly at the end of our discussion here. So the Radak on this pasuk, Amar ki yihi yetov v'na'im sheves ha'achim. He says when it will be good and pleasant for the brothers to dwell together, then it will be like this oil. Kamo shehaya tov v'na'im mishichas Aaron hakohen. It will be just as good as it was when Aaron was anointed the Kohen Gadol. So that's how pleasant it is. When this event happened, it was a wonderful occurrence. That's how wonderful it will be when all of us dwell together in unity. So the question is, why does it talk about anointing Aaron the high priest? Why doesn't it talk about when David was anointed king? And Lishnei Tamim, there are two reasons why it goes with Aaron's anointment rather than David's own anointment. Ha'echad, the first one, Lefisha Meshichas Aaron, Haisa Tchila, V'Haisa Ha'am, Shechana Ha'Kavod B'Yisrael, Kishehukam HaMishkan. So, first of all, Aaron's was the earlier occurrence, and Israel was graced by God's presence when the Mishkan was established. Kein la'asid kishiyivne beis hamikdash v'yamod hamelach haMashiach v'hakohen hagadol. That's what will be the case in the future when we're talking about when the Mashiach comes and there's a new Kohen Gadol, yachanasham hakavod. The presence will once again rest on the nation, that glory of God will return. Ve'od l'tamacher. There's another reason why it chooses to discuss Aaron's anointment rather than David's. Ki Mashiachas Aaron haisa le'enei kol Yisrael. Aaron was anointed publicly in front of the entire nation. U'Mashiachas David haisa b'seser. David was anointed privately lifnei Yishai uvanav, just in front of his father Jesse and Jesse's sons, David's brothers. Ziknei Beis Lechem, and of course the other elders of Beis Lechem. If you know the story in Sefer Shmuel, the book of Samuel, that the prophet went to Jesse to anoint one of his sons, he didn't know which one. So there was a gathering in Beis Lechem, in Bethlehem, and that's when God indicated that David was the one that he had selected. Ulasid yeh hadavar begaloi la'enei kol Yisrael ula'enei ha'amim. And in the future, this glory that we have, the unity and the just pleasure that we have from everyone being together, will be a public spectacle. It'll be in the eyes of all the Jews and the rest of the world as well. Let's take a look at the Metzudas David. It says, Keshemen HaTov, as good precious oil. Bahare Hadavar Doma Keshemen HaMishcha HaNosun Al HaRosh B'Shefer Rav Ad Ki Yered Misham Ad HaZakan V'Hu Zakan Aaron Shehaya HaRishon LaHanashachim B'Shemen HaMishcha. It says here that it's compared to the anointing oil, which was placed on the head until it ran down into the beard, and specifically the beard of Aaron, because he was the first of the people to be anointed with this special oil. So we said that this oil was placed on Aaron's head and it ran down to his beard. Sheyored al pi midosav. It came down to the mouth of his garments. The mouth is the opening, the neck hole. And the Metzudas Tzion says, Midosav, that means Malbushav, his clothes. Kimo Midobad. It quotes a verse in Parshat Tzav, where we see the word mido means his garment. So here too, midosav are his clothes. Pasuk Gimel, patal chermon, like the dew of chermon. So what's chermon? The Radak says shehu min haharim hagadolim asher be'eretz Yisrael. It's one of the large mountains that are in Israel. Sheyored al harei Tzion. So the dew of chermon comes down on the mountains of Zion. So very often we speak of Har Tzion, Mount Zion. So here is Harei Tzion, the mountains of Zion, Rabim, says the Radak, it's plural, there are many. Kamosha Amar, and he quotes an earlier capital of Tehillim, says Yerushalayim Harim Savivla, that Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, is surrounded by mountains. So this is now a reference to those many mountains that surround Yerushalayim. So the dew of Hermon runs down onto the mountains that surround it. Let's continue in the Radak. Mashal Hashemen, Shehu Mashal LeKohen Gadol. The example of the oil is a reference to the Kohen Gadol. Uschar Ata Hatal, Shehu Mashal HaMelech. And now, having discussed the oil to represent the Kohen Gadol, it now discusses dew to represent the king. And he quotes a pasuk in Mishle as an example where we see that dew refers to the king. Katal Al Esev Ritzono. So he quotes a source. The Ode, he gives another explanation of the dew. Ki haga'ula nimshelas latal. Redemption is also compared to tal. Kemosha Amar, and he quotes another pasuk, this time in the book of Micha, says katal me'es Hashem, like dew from God. So the oil is a reference to the Kohen Gadol, who is one of the Achim, one of the great brothers of Israel. The other is the king, the Mashiach, and the dew is a reference for both the king and for the redemption. Uschar tal harim, and it references the dew of the mountains, shehu behem lebracha, because it's a blessing for the mountains. Behem tzrichim yoter min ha'amakim. The mountains need the dew more than the low places. So that's why the reference to dew places it specifically on mountains, because it's particularly beneficial to them. So we're talking about these Harei Tzion. It says, Kisham tziva Hashem es habracha, because from there, God commanded the blessing. Kisham, the Radak says, because there, where? Baharei Tzion, in the mountains of Zion. That's where God commanded this blessing. And what is this blessing? Chaim ad ha'olam, life eternal. The Radak says, ad ha'olam, le'olam haba, to the next world, to the world to come. So earlier we referenced, we said that this Mizmor could be talking about Moshe and Aaron, and the possibility of misuse of the anointing oil as discussed in Harios. So that's in the Masechta on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's talking about the Shemen HaMishra there. And then it brings in a Braisa. And the Braisa says, our Pasuk about the good oil on the beard that flows down, you know, into Aaron's beard. So the Braisa says that there were two drops that were left remaining hanging on Aaron's beard. So Moshe was concerned that perhaps he inadvertently violated Me'ilah, misappropriation of sanctified items, because he used more than was needed. So a bas kol, a heavenly voice, said our verse, that it's like the dew of Hermon. So just that there would be no Me'ilah, there would be no misuse of the dew of Hermon, which flows from Hermon to the Harei Tzion. Same thing, the oil in Aaron's beard would also not be a violation of Me'ilah. And Aaron was still concerned. He says, well, you know, okay, so Moshe didn't violate it by doing it, but I benefited from it. You know, it's good, you know, in my beard. I'm enjoying benefit from it. So maybe that's Me'ilah. So the Bas Kol came back and said, Hinei matov u'manayim shevet achim gam yachad, how good it is when brothers dwell together in peace and unity. So just as Moshe was not guilty of misappropriation of temple property, neither was Aaron, because the brothers both enjoy the peace and unity. I can't tell you that this historically occurred, but it is something that, again, they discuss the halakha vis-a-vis our psukim here. And you see that even in a short mizmor of three verses, there is quite a lot to discuss. So I thank you once again for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we learn Mizmor Kuf Lamed Dalet.